Hi everybody, this is God Sad. Despite having had a long day, I thought I would now take a break. But here I am because lunacy always beckons me back. Two cases I'd like to discuss today, stemming from psychiatry and the community of psychoanalysts. The first case is a situation that unfolded at Yale University School of Medicine, where a practicing psychiatrist by the name of Aruna Kilanani was delivering a talk titled, quote, "Psychopathic Problem of the White Mind," close quote. You heard that correctly. Psychopathic Problem of the White Mind. She is a noble person of color, so she can deliver such a talk. And in the talk, she says, quote, "Had fantasies of unloading a revolver into the head of any white person that got in my way, burying their body and wiping my bloody hands as I walked away relatively guiltless with a bounce in my step," close quote. You can find the leaked snippets in various places on the internet, but the point is that the psychiatrist felt sufficiently emboldened to first deliver a lecture on the psychopathy of the white mind, but then to share with the world her fantasies of killing every white person that she came across. And that, you see, is perfectly acceptable. I weighed in, by the way, about this case yesterday on Buck Sexton's show. You can find it on YouTube. I think you can search for it. But the second case that I wanted to talk about, which I've yet to weigh on, is one that several people have tagged me about, and in a second you'll see why. This is from a journal titled the Journal of the American Analytic Association. I think a journal that has existed since the 1950s, supposedly a prestigious journal within the world of psychoanalysis. It's by a author named Donald Moss, who is a faculty member at the New York Psychoanalytic Institute and the co-founder of the Green Gang, a four-person collective working with climate change denial and the relation between the human and the natural worlds, and so on and so forth. He was the chair of the program committee of the American Psychoanalytic Association, so seems like he's supposed to be someone who is respected within this community, although I'm not sure how much one can respect a psychoanalyst. But in any case, he wrote an article that just came out in the journal called "Unhaving Whiteness." Now, because I wanted to make sure that in case the journal is retracted and scrubbed from existence, I downloaded it, and so I have now safely and on my laptop a copy of the article. I tried to go through it beyond the abstract, and it's truly almost impossible to go through something as grotesque as this article. So I'll just read the abstract, but you can get a sense from the abstract what the rest of the article looks like. So here we go. "Whiteness is a condition one first acquires and then one has, a malignant, parasitic-like condition to which white people have a particular susceptibility." I use the neuroparasitology framework to explain how bad ideas are spawned on university campuses. This psychoanalyst uses the parasitic metaphor to argue that whiteness is akin to having a parasitic infestation. "The condition is foundational, generating characteristic ways of being in one's body, in one's mind, and in one's world. Parasitic whiteness renders its host's appetites voracious, insatiable, and perverse. These deformed appetites particularly target non-white peoples. Once established, these appetites are nearly impossible to eliminate. Effective treatment consists of a combination of psychic and socio-historical interventions. Such interventions can reasonably aim only to reshape whiteness's infiltrated appetites, to reduce their intensity, redistribute their aims, and occasionally turn those aims toward the work of reparation. when remembered and represented, the ravages wrecked by the chronic condition of whiteness, remember, parasitic whiteness, can function either as a warning, quote, never again, or as a temptation, great again. Memorialization alone, therefore, is no guarantee against regression. There is not yet a permanent cure. So the bad news is there is no cure for parasitic whiteness. So if you are born with parasitic whiteness, sorry, but it looks like it's a terminal condition. So this is not satire right now. Maybe we'll find out in the future that this article is part of the next round of grievance studies hoax. But it doesn't seem to be the case because the person in question seems to be a genuine, real person. An imbecile, a parasite, but nonetheless, it doesn't seem to be a hoax. So on the one hand, we have a psychiatrist, right? This is a person who's entrusted with the very important responsibility of offering solace to people who suffer from affective and cognitive ailments, right? A psychiatrist is akin to a surgeon of the soul. You're going to see them. Sometimes it's just a pharmacological intervention. If you suffer from paranoid schizophrenia, you might take a pill and it might attenuate your symptoms. But in many cases, you are opening yourself up in the most profoundly intimate ways to your psychiatrist to discuss all sorts of psychic ailments that are debilitating. And here's a person who is arguing that if she could, you know, put a bullet in the head of every white person, she would. And she's giving a lecture on the psychopathy of the white mind. And Yale University thought, well, you know, let's weigh the pros and cons. You know, she has the freedom of speech to say that. But all sorts of people who are canceled because they put out a tweet when they were 17 that was idiotic, or they used the N-word while they were rapping and someone shared that clip, and now their lives are destroyed for something that they did when they were 15. That is an unforgivable sin. You can't return from that. But a functioning adult, if a physician, a psychiatrist, can talk about the psychopathy of the white mind and how she wants to put a bullet in the heads of white people, and that's perfectly fine. Certainly doesn't violate anything like, you know, the Hippocratic Oath. Oath, schmoth, come on. Who takes that seriously? The second case, the psychoanalyst is writing a, quote, academic article on the parasitic nature of whiteness. So not only is it extraordinary that that person can actually get away with such unbelievable racism and hate, but it is published in an academic journal. This is the world we now live in. Now remember, when some of us, few of us, very, very few of us, were trying to raise the alarm, people would say, ah, oh, come on, surely, Dr. Saad, you're being hyperbolic, you're exaggerating. But I saw all these things proliferating at a pace that was unimaginable within academia. So I hate to be the guy standing at the back of the room telling you, I told you so, but I told you so. Read the real book on neuroparasites. Read The Parasitic Mind if you wish to receive a permanent inoculation, a permanent vaccine of the human mind against these dreadful, hateful parasitic ideas. Have a good day, everybody. Cheers.